Hello again, and welcome to Arias and Songs. I'm your host, Larry Johnson. This coming June the 4th will mark the 100th birthday anniversary of American baritone Robert Merrill. Time, as we know, has a habit of moving on. As in all areas of entertainment, talented artists have their moment, then are replaced by new faces, new voices. I thought we might remember Robert Merrill today so as not to forget how really good he was, and you may come to agree that he should also not be forgotten. We will hear him in some of his significant roles as the Toreador in Carmen, Verdi baritone roles, and more. Born as Moishe Miller in Brooklyn in 1917, Robert Merrill began his career singing at weddings and bar mitzvahs. His first break came as a singer in New York's Radio City Music Hall. Then he won the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air in 1945, and the rest, as they say, is history. He was soon engaged to sing the father, Germain, in La Traviata for an NBC radio broadcast with Arturo Toscanini conducting. He was 29, a tender age for this role, but Toscanini worked with him. He said he would make a father of him, and he did.
Cancello di Provenza e mare suor, alla tia fulgente sol, qual destino ti furo, alla tia fulgente sol, coramenta pur nel duol, vivi gioia te brillo, e che pace tua sol, su te splendere ancor può, e che pace tua sol, su te splendere ancor può. Dio mi guidò,
from Verdi's La Traviata, Di Provenza il Mar, as sung by Robert Merrill, during a 1946 NBC radio broadcast with the NBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Arturo Toscanini. This was Merrill's first Verdi baritone role among many, and the one he sang most often during his Met career. This time in Merrill's career would not only begin his long association with the Metropolitan Opera, but also a highly successful recording career as well. A highlight would certainly be the tenor-baritone duets with Jussi Björling, which produced a still much-appreciated version of the Pearlfishers duet. I refer you to a program from January of this year of Arias and Songs called The Pearlfisher Duet. This and most of their duets are there on our webpage for your enjoyment. Another recording made in the 1940s by Merrill is Vision Fugitive from Massenet's Hérodiade. King Herod has dreamlike visions of Salome. Oh. Vision Fugitive from Massenet's Herodiade, as sung by Robert Merrill, the subject of this program observing his upcoming 100th birthday anniversary. Certainly one of Robert Merrill's most important roles was Figaro in The Barber of Seville. Here is Largo al Factotum, taken from a complete recording of this opera.
Sono il fattotum della città, della città.
from The Barber of Seville, Largo al Factotum, as sung by Robert Merrill. He sang with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, conducted by Erich Lansdorf. I mentioned that this was taken from a complete recording of The Barber. I should note that the Rosina was Merrill's former wife, Roberta Peters. It was a brief, very brief marriage, with an amicable parting. You don't hear that too often. The two remained friends and colleagues. His second marriage, however, was long-lasting and successful. I referred to Robert Merrill as one of the Met's Verdi baritones. Aside from Traviata, there was Rigoletto, La Forza del Destino, Don Carlo, Otello, and more. In the 1950s, he took on the role of Renato in Verdi's A Masked Ball. Here is Eri Tu, in which a husband anguishes over the betrayal of his wife with his best friend. Robert Merrill with Eri Tu from Verdi's A Masked Ball. The RCA Italiana Orchestra was conducted by Erich Lansdorf. Now for the Toreador in Bizet's Carmen. This was Merrill's second most performed role. He first recorded the famous Toreador song at the beginning of his Met years, but I will let you hear how well he was singing in the 1960s. Here is Robert Merrill with Leontine Price, heard briefly as Carmen.
Thank you.
The Toreador song from Carmen is sung by Robert Merrill, with Leontine Price and assisting artist, and the chorus of the Vienna State Opera and Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, all conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Aside from opera, television, and recitals, Robert Merrill was an avid golfer and baseball fan. In the late 60s, he began singing the national anthem on opening day at Yankee Stadium. Merrill retired from the Met in 1976. He passed away at home in 2004 at age 86 while watching a ball game. Now, who could ask for a better way to go? I hope you've enjoyed this tribute to baritone Robert Merrill, born 100 years ago in 1917. Comments are welcome at WFMT.com/Arias and Songs. Click on to podcasts, open this or any program, and leave a message. Our producers for these broadcasts are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Larry Johnson here inviting you to listen next week for a program of operatic mad scenes here on Arias and Songs.